أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. وبعد، Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, today, the 19th day of Safar, which coincides with the 6th day of October 2020, we are inshallah going to proceed in our studies of the book Akhdari inshallah. We are still in the chapter of Sujood al-Sahwi. Imam has been educating us about how we are going to correct our prayers. So inshallah, we are going to proceed from there where we stopped. Now, Malam says, وَمَنْ أَنْصَتَ لِمُتَحَدِّثٍ قَلِيلًا فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever is in the course of prayer and then he keeps quiet for a little time so that he can be able to listen to something a person is saying, of course something very important, most preferably something that has to do with your salah. If you keep quiet to listen for a short period of time, then there is nothing wrong in doing that. You are not going to correct your prayer in any way. وَمَنْ قَامَ من ركعتين قبل الجلوس فإن تذكر قبل أن يفارق الأرض بيديه وركبتيه رجع إلى الجلوس. Whoever is praying a prayer that has more than two rak'ah, that is maybe as from four to three rak'ah and then four rak'ah, you know you're supposed to sit down after two rak'ah to do the julus. So if a person forgetfully stands up, if a person forgetfully stands up for the third rak'ah without sitting down, this is a very common mistake many people make. How do you correct this? So Malam says, if your hand and your two knees have not yet left the ground, if your hands and your two knees are yet to leave the ground before you remember that you are supposed to sit down, Malam says you should just sit down and continue your prayer. Do your tashahud, then rise up to complete your prayer normally. وَلَا سُجُودَ عَلَيْهِ. And you don't have to do any sujood to correct this particular mistake. وَإِنْ فَارَقَهَا تَمَادَ وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ. But if it happens that the person has left the ground, his two knees have left the ground, his hands have also left the ground, then he remembers that he's supposed to have sat down for the tahiyya and then he mistakenly stand up, he should continue his prayer. وَلَا يَرْجِعْ, and he should not return back to the sitting position. وَسَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ, and then he should do sujood al-qabli, because he has reduced something from the prayer, which is the tashahud. You continue your prayer without the tashahud. Then when you are done, you do sujood al-qabli, which is two prostrations after the tashahud, the last tashahud. You do two prostrations, then you do another tashahud. Then you do the taslim finally. Then Malan says, وَإِنْ رَجَعَ بَعْدَ الْمُفَارِقَةِ مُفَارِقَةِ وَبَعْدَ الْقِيَامِ سَاهِيًا. But if the person mistakenly returns back to sitting position, that is after standing up already, he had already left the ground with his hands and his knees, then you know, your body just prompts you that you're supposed to be sitting down, then you mistakenly sat down again. So in such a situation, or maybe someone who maybe did it deliberately, tosahat salatuhu, Malam says such a person's prayer is correct. The prayer is not vitiated, is not void. But the most correct thing to do is to proceed with your prayer. But if you do it like this as well, your prayer is not void. Wasajada ba'da salami, then the person should do sujood al-ba'di after he has done the taslim. Waman nafakha fi salatihi, whoever blows air, of course, from your mouth, in a way that it makes an audible sound. Whoever blows such an air in his prayers, sahiyan, maybe due to forgetfulness, sajada ba'da salami, such a person must do sujudul ba'di because he had added to the prayer. Wa in kana amidan, but if he did it deliberately, if he did it deliberately blew air, batalat salatuhu, then such a person's prayer is void. Aha. Wa man atasa fi salatihi, whoever sneezes while he is in the course of prayer, fala yashtagil bil hamdi, then he should not busy himself saying alhamdulillah. We all know that whoever sneezes is ordinarily supposed to say alhamdulillah, then a Muslim that is close by should reply him by saying yarhamkallah. So, if a person is in the course of prayer and then he sneezes, then he shouldn't busy himself saying alhamdulillah, because that amounts to talking or something like that. وَلَا يَرُدُّ عَلَى مَنْ شَمَّتَهُ. Similarly, he should not busy himself answering a person who blesses him. If a person tells you arhamkallah, then do not answer the person if you are in the prayer. وَلَا يُشَمِّتُ. At the same time too, you should not greet a person who is praying. Atisan, if a person is praying or a person is not praying, but you are praying and he sneezes and then he says alhamdulillah, you are not supposed to answer him because you are in the course of as-salah, and everything that you're doing should only concern your as-salah. So, فَإِنْ حَمِدَ اللَّهُ. But if a person who is praying decides to say alhamdulillah after sneezing, then do not think that that person's prayer is void. No, it's not void. It's just that you shouldn't busy yourself doing it. Sayyidina says, فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Nothing is upon you. Nothing is upon you of sujood sahwi or anything like that. But you should preferably proceed with your salah without doing it. وَمَنْ تَثَاءَبَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Whoever yawns in the prayer, saddafahu, such a person should cover his mouth. He should cover his mouth. وَلَا يَنْفُثُ. Then he should not allow any droplets of anything to come out from his mouth or his nose, إِلَّا فِي ثَوْبِهِ, except that it should drop on his own clothes. He should not allow himself to sneeze on people and maybe do what is it called, cough, or maybe the process of yawning. Nothing, no kind of liquid or something like that should be allowed to come out of your own mouth or nose, unless that it's going to be covered by maybe a handkerchief or a cloth. مِنْ غَيْدِ إِخْرَاجِ حُرُوفٍ. And then you should also try to yawn without allowing any alphabet to be added in what you are saying. Do not allow yourself to yawn and make an audible sound, as is the case with many people. Whenever they yawn or when they sneeze, they tend to make this kind of sound that maybe can even make people laugh. So while in prayers, you should keep your voice out of this. Yawn and sneeze in the way that is most natural to you, and do not allow yourself to make audible words. Allahu musta'an. So, Ma'alanan says, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي حَدَثٍ. Whoever is praying and then he doubts whether maybe he still has his ablution or not, or he doubts whether there was an occurrence that could have led to the loss of his ablution, or what could have led to the loss of his ablution, one of any of the five things that are categorized as al-hadath, which is urination, passing of feces, wadi, and al-mazi, and arrihi. So any of these five things, if they happen to a person in a salah, they are referred to al-hadath. So if any person doubts whether any of these things must have occurred to you while you are in prayer, aw najasatin, or kuma you are doubtful if there is a najasa on your body. Najasa is an impurity, most probably an external impurity. Whether you are doubtful if you might have had a najasa on your clothes, najasa on the place you're praying, on your body, or something like that. Then Malan says, whoever is doubtful of such, فَتَفَكَّرَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ, and then due to that doubtfulness, he stopped and then started thinking while he's in his prayers, قَلِيلًا, for a little while, maybe just to be sure. ثُمَّ تَيَقَّنَ الطَّهَارَةَ, then he became absolutely sure that he is pure. A person doubts, then he stopped to contemplate for a little while, Then he became absolutely sure that he is pure, فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there is nothing upon such a person, there is no correction, there is nothing wrong with him. وَمَنِ الْتَفَتَ. And whoever turns, maybe turn his face to the left or turn his face to the right to look at what's happening in his surrounding, face salati, maybe while in the course of prayer, sahiyan, due to forgetfulness, فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there is nothing upon such a person. وَإِنْ تَعَمَّدَ. But if he did it deliberately, for huwa makruhun, then what he has done is severely disliked by scholars. وَإِنْ يَسْتَدَبَّرُ الْكِبْلَةَ. But if he happens to turn his face completely from the Qibla, not just his physical face, but I'm talking about his body as well. If he turn away from the Qibla, qata'a, salat, so his prayer is definitely going to cut. It's part of the things that can vitiate your prayer after you have commenced your prayer. All other mistakes, as we have been mentioning, can only lead to perhaps you having to correct your prayer due to sujood sahwi and the rest. But in the case of something like this, in the case of something like blowing air through your mouth, in the case of something like maybe someone rejecting Islam, doing ridda and saying you're no longer a Muslim, in the case of someone maybe losing his ablution, and in the case of someone losing his sanity or his mind either through intoxication, sleeping or fainting or getting mad, whatever the case it might be, the person's prayer automatically becomes void. So if a person turns his face from the Qibla, then qata' as-salah, then his prayer has cut. He has to start all over again. وَمَنْ صَلَّى بِحَرِيرٍ. Whoever offers a salah and he is wearing a silk dress. You know, silk dress is not permissible for the Muslim men and women to wear, according to most scholars. أَوْ ذَهَبٍ. Or person prays wearing gold. And gold is not permissible for men to wear. أَوْ سَرَقَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Or someone stole while he is in prayer. أَوْ نَظَرَ مُحَرَّمًا. Or he looks at something that is haram for him to see. فَهُوَ عَاصٌ. Then such a person has sinned. If you are wearing harir, that is the silk dress, or you are wearing something that has gold, or that's for the male, or you stole while praying, or you looked at something that is haram, then you have sinned. But صَلَاتُهُ صَحِيحًا. Your prayer is intact, but what you have done is a sin. وَمَنْ غَلِطَ فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْقُرْآنِ سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ. Now, Malam is going to inform us about people who are praying and then they make mistakes while recitation. So, if you make a mistake in your recitation by maybe saying a word, that word does not exist in the Quran, or that word is not part of the Quran, then you are going to do sujood al-ba'di, because you have added the word to the recitation, and then that word is not supposed to be part of the Quran, so you are going to do sujood al-ba'di. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. But if that word or that mistake someone makes is actually from the Quran, فَلَا سُجُودَ عَلَيْهِ. Then such a person does not have to offer the sujood even though he made a mistake, except إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَيَّرَ اللَّفْظُ. Except if he changes the phrase, or he changes the pronunciation, or he changes the wording, أو يفسد المعنى, or يفسد المعنى, or he alters the meaning of what the Quran is supposed to say entirely. Maybe the Quran means yes, and then you recite it in a way, and then what you are saying is maybe opposite what it's supposed to mean, or the Quran is saying that such and such people are saved from hell, and then you are trying to say that they are in heaven. I think everybody needs to be careful of their recitation with respect to this. I'll give a very common example, which is something that I've witnessed more than once. The recitation of especially لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. That particular surah, you know, gives troubles for many people when they are reciting, especially in towards the verses where Allah is mentioning إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Many people will now come here and say خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, and in the next verse they'll say شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. SubhanAllah, you know, this is a very great alterance of the Quran, because if you notice, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. The first people are people who disbelieve. The next people come are people who believe. The first people who disbelieve, Allah says شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The next people who believe, Allah says خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. worst of creations and best of creations. So you see, you cannot make such a mistake in the Quran. If you do, and you get notified of such, and you're not, maybe someone didn't stop you so that you can repeat what you said again, then you have to do what? You have to do the sujood al-ba'di. You have to do sujood al-ba'di for such a correction. Waman na'asa fi salah, whoever does this while you are in the course of prayer, fala sujood alayhi, then you don't have to do any sujood to correct the person who does this. Maybe you just do very, very briefly. There is no sujood for such a correction. But if such a dozing becomes deep to the extent that you do not know where you are anymore, everybody is in ruku', you're still standing, dozing, and then people rise from the sujood, and then you only met them doing tahiyya while you are still standing. So in such a situation, your sleep has become deep, and you probably do not even know where you are anymore. So that is going to what? Vitiate your ablution, which is the reason why your salah is going to be vitiated, because you know, with respect to the ablution and sleep, how sleep vitiates your ablution, it does so in four different ways. In the first way, if your sleep is deep and long, it spoils your ablution. In the second case, if your sleep is deep and short, it spoils your ablution. In the third case, if your sleep is deep and if your sleep is light rather and long, then such kind of sleep does not actually spoil your ablution, but it is loved for someone to do another ablution after waking up from such a long but light sleep. But if your sleep happens to be short and then light at the same time, so such a person does not have to do any ablution, because that does not vitiate your ablution. So, but if a person dozes while observing the salah and the dozing is not deep, then there is nothing upon him. But if the doze becomes deep, a'ada salata wal wudu'i, then such a person has to re-pray his salah, and is also going to have to redo another wudu before he does so. To alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we are going to stop here for today. And we'll continue from here, inshallah, in our next meeting. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih lima ughliqa wal-khatim lima sabaqa nasiru al-haki bil-haki wal-hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi wa miqdarihi al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.